is working, would you just say the days of the week, and just in your ordinary voice, Sunday,
the
Monday?
The days are,
yes.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right, and would you count up to 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Up to 20.
Yes, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, and just one more thing. Would you say the months of the year, January, February, March, and so on?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right. Well, I think we can forget about this now. It's I like to get it set, and then we can forget about it and just concentrate on what we're talking about. Let's begin with some food. What we were talking about here. The thing we mentioned is Ludlow Joe. Would you explain that? How is it made?
I don't know much about the Ludlow Joe, do you?
The Ludlow Joe. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Maybe I'm not saying it right.
It's Ludlow Joe.
Oh, Ludlow Joe.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Ludlow Joe. Where you get meal, and you cook it down as a kush, and then you get onions and black pepper and salt, and cook it and let it get cool and serve it. It eats kind of like a, some people would call it a stuffing, but it wasn't a stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little thinner than stuffing which you fix for a turkey. That's where you fix it, something like that.
I see. It was like kush, was it?
Kind of like kush,
yeah.
Like that.
That's what I call kush.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, I wish you'd tell me anything that you remember about how you grew corn and how you had it shelled and ground and what you made out of it. Would you I think it'd be especially helpful if you just, you know, relax and tell me, instead of my asking you a lot of questions, I'd rather have you just tell me just the way it was.
How we grew corn?
Yes, how you would plant it and how you, mm-hmm. You cultivate it and harvest it.
Well, we used to plant the corn to go along in front of us and open the row, and we go along and drop the corn in hills, 3 or 4 grains to a hill, and just drop the corn until they get it, and then they come behind you with a harrow, on these old harrows, and cover the corn. And when the corn come up, then you go out there and you chop the corn, you cut it down to about 2 stalks. And then when the corn grow up, then it tassel, then it make corn, and then you can eat it for roasting years. You can get roasting years off and eat it like that.
Would you tell me how you'd make the roasting ears? How would you fix them for the table?
You get them and you shuck them and silk them. And if you want it fried, you cut the corn off the cob. And you put pepper and black pepper and salt and a little sugar in it. And a little bit of flour and stir it up and put it in grease and fry it. You eat it like that, or else you can take it and boil it on the cob and eat it, put butter on it and eat it like that.
Mm-hmm. Or you can put it in the stove and bake it.
Or you put it in the stove and bake it and eat
cob.
It like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you can, when it get dry, you can